What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? You heard that annoying expression. But what you breathe in Nevada may be hazardous to your health if it stays in your lungs. A recent study found a high incidence of the powerful carcinogen asbestos naturally occurring in southern Nevada in the Las Vegas metropolitan area. The study's authors gave their data to an epidemiologist who looked at Nevada cancer data and found a high incidence of the disease mesothelioma caused by asbestos contact in those areas. Joining us is Brenda Buck, professor of geosciences at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Brenda, welcome.
Thank you, John.
So when a geoscientist discovers a mineral, and asbestos is a mineral, that's also a powerful carcinogen, and you take that information to an epidemiologist, what do you discover?
Well, our whole point was to try to find out if this naturally occurring asbestos is actually causing disease. And so one of the ways you do that is you want to look at the health data. And mesothelioma is a disease that's pretty much only caused by exposure to asbestos. And in fact, it's usually an occupational disease because that's where most people become in contact with asbestos. So if we want to try to find out if people are being exposed through the environment, we need an epidemiologist to look at the data and try to tease out the cases that are caused through occupational exposure and try to see if there are cases that have signature that would show that it's caused through environmental exposure. And this is what the epidemiologist at the University of Hawaii did.
So what did the healthcare officials that took this data, what kind of enthusiasm did they have about what you found?
Well, the state of Nevada Department of Health and Human Services issued us a cease and desist, and we were not allowed to use the state of Nevada cancer registry data.
So you were told to stop what you're doing.
That's right. In fact, we had to stop what we were doing as far as the health data went. And to say the least, that was scary. And I would say that we were a little paranoid because really the problem was is we couldn't get them to talk to us. They never once asked about the minerals in the environment, and it just seemed like they weren't interested. So we had to turn around and very quietly then just work on the geology itself, hopeful that they wouldn't stop that work too.
So what could happen if you visit Nevada and don't care about this or keep your sort of ears and eyes closed to this information?
Well, unfortunately, I can't answer that question. What we need to know is what the concentration is in the air, which there's very limited data on. There's only 3 months of ambient air measurement, and that occurred over on the east southeast side of Henderson in an area called Railroad Pass. And it was done this past summer, which was unseasonably wet, so the values are probably much lower than what you might expect normally. And again, it was done over the summer, which is not our windy season. But those numbers did come up as far as an average for those 3 months, 2.3 times higher than the reference concentration for non-cancer disease that the EPA just released. So it is a little disconcerting for residents here, but we just don't know what the risks are because the air hasn't been measured.
And isn't it the case that the state has already weighed in on construction projects that stir up dust, so they're aware of this?
Yes, they are aware of this.
And they've actually shut down some construction sites. So the fact that they would ignore you or force you to cease and desist is even more alarming.
Well, the cease and desist came before we published our paper showing that the asbestos is in the soils and rock. And so once we published that paper, then it was out and everyone could read it. And then they did the responsible thing and they postponed the building of what's called the Boulder City Bypass, which is part of Interstate 11. And they postponed it to look at the asbestos and come up with methods to do mitigation when they do actually build it, which they are planning to start building it this spring.
So, Brenda, before we go, I guess no scientist would conclude that the tourism department in Nevada can overrule the health department in Nevada. No scientist would conclude that, right?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Look, I love living here, and I'm really hopeful that once we learn more about where the asbestos is, what the concentrations are in the air, and how those concentrations vary with weather conditions, location, and activities that we do, that we're going to be able to come up with strategies to lessen exposure and live and learn to live with asbestos in our environment.
Well said. Brenda Buck, professor of geosciences at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
Thank you.